Santa Rosa Junior College begins its 95th year of classes this week, with a new president at the helm. Dr. Frank Chong, who came to the job earlier this year from a position with the Department of Education in the Obama administration, is only the fifth person ever to head the junior college. He says this year enrollment is high, but demand for classes is higher still.
If you look at adult schools throughout the country in Sonoma County, many of them have been eliminated. Where do those students go? They come to the JC. We have students who can't get into CSU and UC. Where do they go? They come to the JC. We have students who parents could have in the past afforded a private school education for their students. So they no longer can do that. Do 2 years at the JC and then you can transfer. So we become the first responders, if you will, for all of the different educational needs. I don't have a demand problem. I have a supply problem.
The root of that problem, says Chong, is the state budget.
We don't keep our tuition. We pass it back to the state as a pass-through. So every dollar we collect from student tuition goes back to the state, and the state uses part of that tuition as a pot to then distribute monies back to the colleges.
But the amount of money coming back has been less and less in recent years, despite a series of increases in the cost of tuition.
It's been devastating. We've had to reduce a number of course offerings by 25% over the last 3 years. And if the governor's tax initiative does not pass in November, we're looking at additional cuts to our course offerings and possible reduction in staffing.
At the same time, Chong says SRJC and prospective students have been stung by the suspension of Exchange Bank's local Doyle Scholarship Program, which has not been available since 2008.
Students need it, especially in these times when tuition's going up. It's pretty much doubled over the last few years. So the Doyle has hurt access for many of our students, but there's still financial aid. Doyle's about $500 one time now. So there's other ways that we could help students enroll. Affordability should never be a barrier for attending a community college.
With fewer classes, higher costs, and waiting lists for admission, Chong says the JC has had to narrow its focus a bit to concentrate on the courses and skills that will aid students most in the job market.
I just read an article that says that recent college graduates' unemployment rate is 6.8%, which is rather high, but the unemployment rate for high school graduates is 24%. So this notion that shouldn't need to go back to college because you're not going to get a job is a fallacy, and it's backed up by research. Look at those statistics. You're more than three times likely to be unemployed if you only have a high school diploma.
It isn't easy, but the junior college is working hard to fulfill its role in the community and the regional educational system. But Chong says that if California voters choose not to support the ballot measures that would boost state revenues in the November election, the immediate future for the school and its students will be grim indeed.
We cannot, as public education, take another hit. What will the college and the world look like? We will have higher class size. We will have less courses in math, science, English, and technology and engineering. Is that what we want for the future of this country, to turn our back on a generation of folks who want to come to college? The stakes are very, very high.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.